From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Norbert Hofer has lost his bid to become the first Austrian leader from the political right since World War II. Hofer has conceded the runoff election to independent Alexander Van der Bellen. Van der Bellen told supporters circumstances had changed since the first round vote.
Conditions changed. The world around us has changed. We had the Brexit vote in Great Britain, in the United Kingdom. We had the election of Donald Trump in the United States, and so on. In 6 months, many things happened. And of course, the composition of the voters also changed.
Alexander Van der Bellen, the winner of Austria's presidential election. Italian Premier Matteo Renzi says he is resigning after voters Sunday turned down a constitutional change that would have cut Italy's bureaucracy and made the country more competitive. He conceded defeat after exit polls showed his proposal losing by a margin of about 60% to 40%.
This has been the hardest decision I've ever made, and I don't know what I'll do next. But for me, this feels the right time to go. It gives the Cabinet and caucus plenty of time to settle in with a new leader before heading into the next election.
That was New Zealand Prime Minister John Key announcing Monday that he is resigning after 8 years as leader. He had been widely expected to contest his fourth general election next year. He said he wanted to leave while he was on top of his game. The remains of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro were buried in eastern Cuba early Sunday morning. The burial came after 9 days of official mourning across the island. This is VOA News.